We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Becca.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm Cheyenne.
Hey, I'm Jamie, and here's Karen.
Hi, everybody.
Christmas is all about love.
As we get ready to celebrate Christmas this year, let's prepare our hearts to learn more about God's love.
We can read all through God's Word about His love.
Psalm 57:10 says, "For great is your love, reaching to the heavens."
Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "The Lord is good, and His love endures forever."
Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love.
God's love lasts forever, and it will never fail, and it reaches to the heavens. What does that mean, Carolyn?
It means it's infinity. It never ends.
Okay.
We could never do anything that would make God stop loving us.
And He loved us so much that what did He do?
He sent His only Son.
He died on the cross for us.
That's right. And if someone gives you a gift, and you never open it, you just put it away, how do you think that makes a person feel? Becca?
Really bad.
Yeah? Carolyn?
It makes them feel like a friend doesn't like them because they never opened the gift.
Okay. Maybe they never even gave it a chance because if they didn't open it, they never even knew, did they?
Yeah.
That's right. Jess?
Unappreciated.
Unappreciated, for sure. And, you know, we have a gift that we've been given, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's our gift?
Jesus.
That's right.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son,
that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
God gave us Jesus, His gift of love.
God wants us to open His gift.
To know Jesus, to really understand His love for us.
To share His love with others.
To accept His love and forgiveness.
To make Jesus our Lord.
Christmas is the time to celebrate this precious gift of love.
For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son.
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, we can read very familiar verses that teach us about God's perfect love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
It does not envy.
It does not boast.
It is not proud.
It is not rude.
It is not self-seeking.
It is not easily angered.
It keeps no record of wrongs.
Love does not delight in evil,
but rejoices with the truth.
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
Love never fails.
Those verses teach us to love the way Jesus loved. You think it's hard to love like that?
Yes.
Yes.
It's really hard to love somebody who gets on your nerves.
It's not as easy as you think it is.
We really need God's help in loving our enemies, too.
Yeah, because it's easy to love people who are nice to you, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Is it hard to love people who are not very nice to you?
Yes.
Yeah. But you know what? God loves us whether we're good or bad, doesn't He?
Yeah.
And Jesus came for all of us, and that's the lesson to be learned.
If we are good, God loves us.
Even when we do something wrong, God loves us.
We don't deserve His love. We are not able to earn His love. It's a gift.
And it's always there for us.
God's gift of Christmas love is there for everyone to accept and to open.
A Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord.
God with us.
Emmanuel.
Mary and Joseph had a little baby in a stable. They laid him in a manger that night. While he was sleeping, angels sang his praises. Their songs filled the heavens, celebrating His new life. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Shepherds were watching, listening to the angel. The skies were filled with heavenly songs and lights. Do not be afraid, for good news we bring you. A child is born, Son of God by night. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us.
God in the flesh appears. Bow down and worship Him. Worship our newborn King,
Prince of Peace. Lord of lords, a child is born to love and to adore. King of kings, a wondrous sight. Mary's child, God's everlasting light.
Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us.
When you've accepted Jesus, you're part of God's family, and God calls you to take His gift of love to others.
Share His love with someone who doesn't know Jesus.
Share His love with someone in need.
Tell others about Jesus and follow Him.
Follow me.
take some time this week to really think about love.
God's love.
Perfect love.
Jess, will you pray for us?
Sure. Dear Father, you loved us so much that you came down to live with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Your love is patient, kind, slow to anger, always trusting, always hoping. It never fails. Help us, Lord. We can't love others the way you want us to love them without loving Jesus first. Loving him with all of our hearts, souls, and minds. When we accept your gift of Jesus, he will show us how to love. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
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 And remember,
Christmas is a time of celebrations.
Don't forget the reasons we celebrate.
Jesus is God's gift of love.
A Christmas gift that will last forever.
See you next time.
Most of our music is available, so you can share Karen and Kids songs with your family or with people you know.
Hear the Angels Sing is our Christmas recording of original songs and favorite carols.
Let the Children Come and Children of God are songs from our radio ministry that teach God's truth.
Let the children come.
Let the little children come.
And we have some silly CDs, Wiggly Tooth and Ladybug Picnic.
You can visit us online to find out how to order. www.kiranandkids.com.
Or give us a call and we will send you a brochure. 1-800-527-5522.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio. And our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.